Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Saturday is the 36th celebration of the Monroe County Watermelon Festival, and co-chair for the last 13 years, Susan Turner, says this is a big deal for the community of Tompkinsville.
This is the largest event in our community. We love our Watermelon Festival because it's also a homecoming. Folks who have grown up here and moved away, this is the event that brings them back home.
It began in 1980 with a focus on local arts and crafts and has built on the watermelon with a prize for the heaviest and best decorated and related events.
The Kids Watermelon Fun and Games, and that's watermelon eating and seed spitting. Those are always fun to watch and participate in as well.
There's a quilt show, art show, marble shooting, horseshoe tournament. Downtown is filled. Of course, there's a parade. You can join in at the end if you like. Maybe a bit of Americana here. In the past few years, drawing from Tennessee, Indiana, Illinois.
From even as far away as Wisconsin. People are attracted to the hometown values and they want to see the small country living and just the air of the festival and the things that go on here. It attracts people and they enjoy seeing things like this.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Another feature of this Saturday's Monroe County Watermelon Festival is the opportunity for unique regional cuisine.
We are known for our barbecue, just like Owensboro area is known for their style of barbecue. Well, in our area, we're also known for our unique style of barbecue.
Susan Turner, now the local 4-H extension agent, as a younger woman, ran in the first 5K foot race at the festival's beginning. She says she and others consider their work on the committee not a chore, but an honor.
And it's fun. We enjoy putting it together, and the whole committee enjoys every year just seeing everybody come together, have a good time, seeing our festival grow every year, getting bigger and better, and just seeing what it does for our community. We love it.
It's this Saturday. Learn all about it online at MonroeCountyKY.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.